The uniqueness of the Bible is overwhelmingly supported in its character, theology, and reliability. Kirby Anderson reveals why this is so now on Probe.
Is the Bible historically reliable? That is an important question that deserves an answer, since so many people today believe that the Bible is not accurate or reliable. This week, we'll look at various tests that we can use to evaluate any book, and we'll discover that the Bible is reliable and trustworthy. But before we look at the Bible's reliability, it's worth mentioning its uniqueness. No doubt you've heard people say that they don't read the Bible because it's merely another book. That is not true. Josh McDowell and Sean McDowell spend pages in their book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, listing all the many ways the Bible is unique. First, it is unique in character. Professor F.F. Bruce, in The Books and the Parchments, summarized it this way. He says, the Bible, at first sight, appears to be a collection of literature, mainly Jewish. If we inquire into the circumstances under which the various biblical documents were written, we find that they were written at intervals over a space of nearly 1,400 years. The writers wrote in various lands, from Italy in the west to Mesopotamia and possibly Persia in the east. He goes on to remind us that the writers themselves were a heterogeneous number of people, not only separated from each other by hundreds of years and hundreds of miles, but belonging to the most diverse walks of life. The writings themselves belong to a great variety of literary types. They include history, law, religious poetry, didactic treatises, lyric poetry, parable, allegory, biography, personal correspondence, personal memoirs, and diaries, in addition to the distinctively biblical types of prophecy and apocalyptic. The Bible is also unique in its theology. There are teachings in the Bible that are not found in any other religious book. And the Bible is certainly unique in its impact in terms of art and literature and history, and especially in circulation. It is the best-selling book of all time. Well, the Bible is unique, but is it reliable? The Bible makes significant claims about itself and events recorded in the Bible. There are historical events that can be tested by the same criteria used to evaluate other historical documents. There are three specific tests that scholars, researchers, and archaeologists use to determine the authenticity of historical material. There are three basic principles of historiography: the internal test, the external test, and the bibliographic test. This week, we'll apply these three tests to the Bible to determine its reliability as an accurate historical source.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. To get your free copy of Kirby's transcript, Biblically Reliable, go to probe.org. Then join us next time here on Probe.
This week, we're seeking to answer the question, is the Bible historically reliable? Today, we'll look at the internal test. The internal test looks at the document to see what the document claims for itself, and then to see if there are any internal contradictions. What does the Bible claim for itself? Well, the Bible makes some very significant claims. It claims to be the Word of God. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Just because the Bible claims to be inspired is not enough to accept that claim, but it does serve to remind us about the unique nature of the Bible. Jesus made an even more significant claim. He said, "But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one stroke of a letter of the law to fail." So the Bible is unique in another significant way, its unity. Consider that the Bible was written over 1,400-year period by 40 authors from many walks of life. It is written in three languages, on different continents, under different circumstances, and it addresses numerous controversial topics, and yet we have unity and consistency throughout the Bible. Imagine if you had three people living at the same time, the same place, speaking the same language, writing on one controversial topic. Would they agree? They would not. The unity of the Bible suggests its inspiration. But this raises another question. Skeptics often like to point to contradictions in the Bible. My quick answer often is to merely point to the number of books written over the last few centuries that provide reasonable answers to apparent contradictions. These many books illustrate that these difficult Bible texts can be resolved. Professor Gleason Archer has written about Bible difficulties and concludes, "As I have dealt with one apparent discrepancy after another and have studied alleged contradictions, contradictions between the biblical record and evidence of linguistics, archaeology, or science, my confidence in the trustworthiness of the scriptures has been repeatedly certified and strengthened. The reliability of the gospel is also supported by what many call the undesigned coincidences. Tim McGraw has been on my radio program to talk about these, and his wife Lydia has written a book on the subject. The writer in one gospel provides part of a testimony, while the writer of another gospel provides another key fact. These are not planned, but give a fuller picture to the event, and these are like pieces of a puzzle and provide yet another piece of evidence for the internal test. This week we're seeking to answer the question, is the Bible historically reliable? Today we'll look at the external test. The external test looks at how the document aligns itself with facts, dates, and persons from its world. The facts from archaeology and history validate the historical accuracy of the Bible. In previous programs, we've provided many examples of archaeological verification of the historical accuracy of the Bible. Dr. William Albright concluded there can be no doubt that archaeology has confirmed the historicity of the Bible. Yale professor and expert on the Dead Sea Scrolls Miller Burrows explained, archaeological work has unquestionably strengthened confidence in the reliability of the scriptural record. More than one archaeologist has found his respect for the Bible increased by the experience of excavation in Palestine. You know, one of the most famous and most significant archaeological finds was the Dead Sea Scrolls. Over 800 fragments have been found, including a complete scroll of the Book of Isaiah. It has provided a way to check the accuracy of the transmission of the Old Testament. Another archaeological find occurred in 1993 when a stone monument fragment was discovered near the border of Israel in Syria. It mentions the house of David and implies the victory of Ben-Hadad, the king of Damascus. More recently, archaeologists uncovered a cursed tablet found in Joshua's altar on Mount Ebal. This ancient Hebrew inscription is centuries older than any known Hebrew inscription from ancient Israel. This is the earliest recorded divine name in Israel and supports the biblical date of the Exodus. There are also archaeological finds that validate the New Testament. In 1961, archaeological work at Caesarea Maritima discovered a stone with the name Pontius Pilate. He was the prefect of the Roman province of Judea and was responsible for ordering the crucifixion of Jesus. More recently, a ring was found at the Herodium, which is a desert palace outside of Bethlehem, with the inscription Pontius Pilate. The ring was not fancy enough to have been worn by Pilate, but was likely used for official communications. Classical scholar and historian Colin Hemmard chronicles Luke's accuracy in the Book of Acts. With painstaking detail, he identifies 84 facts in the last 16 chapters of the Book of Acts that have been confirmed by historical and archaeological research, and this includes nautical details, names of gods, designation of magistrates, and proper names and titles. This week we're seeking to answer the question, is the Bible historically reliable? Today we'll look at the bibliographic test. Since we do not have the original manuscripts of any ancient literature, this test is used to evaluate the transmission from the original document to the manuscripts we possess today. The Bible is far superior to any ancient historical book in its manuscript evidence with respect to time and the number of manuscripts. Sir Frederick Kenyon observed, in no other case is the interval of time between the composition of the book and the date of the earliest manuscript so short as it is for the New Testament. Many of the books on apologetics or biblical reliability provide a chart of the gap between the original manuscript and the earliest copy we have. Plato, 1,200 years. Thucydides, 1,300 years. Tacitus, 1,000 years. The smallest gap is Homer's Iliad of 500 years. By contrast, the gap for the New Testament is just a few decades. Previously, we mentioned the importance of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Until their discovery, there was a significant gap between the original and the earliest copy around 900 AD. This discovery allowed us to see if there was an accurate transmission over a 1,000-year period. The number of manuscripts is also important. When we have more manuscripts, we can compare them and have a better understanding of what was written in the original document. We have 7 copies of Plato, 8 copies of Thucydides, 20 copies of Tacitus, and maybe over 600 copies of Homer's Iliad. By contrast, the number of manuscripts of the Bible is significant. The total number of Greek and non-Greek New Testament manuscripts is nearly 24,000. The number of Old Testament scrolls to be more than 42,000. F.F. Bruce concludes, there is no body of ancient literature in the world which enjoys such a wealth of good textual attestation as the New Testament. And the early church fathers also quoted from the New Testament as they wrote to each other. We have more than 36,000 scriptural citations from them as well. John Warwick Montgomery concluded, to be skeptical of the resultant text of the New Testament books is to allow all of classical antiquity to slip into obscurity, for no documents of the ancient world are as well attested bibliographically as the New Testament. This week we're seeking to answer the question, is the Bible historically reliable? We've discussed three tests that show the reliability of the Bible, especially when compared to other literature of antiquity. The Bible passed the internal test because of its unity and cohesion. The Bible passed the external test because of the history and archaeology that confirms its accuracy. And the Bible passed the bibliographic test because of the number of manuscripts and the short time between the original and its copies. But there is one additional test that only the Bible can meet. More than one-fourth of the Bible's content was prophetic at the time that it was originally written. More than half of these 1,000-plus prophecies have been fulfilled down to the minutest detail. No other book, religious or secular, can make that claim. You know, 50 years ago, J. Barton Payne compiled the Encyclopedia of Biblical Prophecy. It lists 1,200 prophecies of the Old Testament, 578 prophecies in the New Testament, for a total of 1,800 prophecies that encompass 8,300 verses. You know, in previous programs, we've discussed the prophecies of the Messiah. Hundreds of prophecy written down in the Old Testament are literally fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. For example, Zechariah records prophecies about the Messiah that were fulfilled by Jesus during the week he entered Jerusalem and was crucified. He predicted that the Messiah would enter Jerusalem riding a donkey. Zechariah 9. This was fulfilled, we often call it Palm Sunday, in Matthew 21 and Luke 19. The price of the betrayal would be 30 pieces of silver in Zechariah 11, and the money would be cast onto the floor of the temple. This was fulfilled by Judas and the chief priests in Matthew 27. He also predicted that the betrayal money would be used to buy a potter's field, and we read about that fulfillment also in Matthew 27. You know, prophecy is history written before it happens and is another indication of the inspiration of the Bible. It can also give us confidence that prophecies that have not been fulfilled will be fulfilled in the future. The Bible is historically accurate, and it shows in many ways that it is also the inspired Word of God.